Hi folks, I had a call 2 days ago that has, well, it's sort of shaken me up a little bit really over the past few days, and today is the culmination of that. And the reason I'm booing is about the last 2 days. I had a call 2 days ago, and I don't normally answer calls that I don't recognise the number from. On my mobile phone, I don't normally do that because it's usually marketing of some sort and I'm not interested. And I don't have an answer phone service enabled on my phone because I don't like people leaving messages. If I don't want to answer a call, it's because I don't want to answer a call. I rarely don't answer a call from someone I know, so that's fine. However, I answered this phone call. I don't know what made me do so, but I did. And it turned out to be from someone I'd not seen or heard of in 26 years. The last time I heard from this person or saw this person, I was 19 years of age. And this person was my first love. And so you possibly can imagine the sort of shock, confusion I felt upon receiving a phone call from a girl that I'd not heard of in 26 years, who happened to be the first person I was in love with and had a relationship with for nearly 2 years at the time. Met her at 17. We split up at 19. And it was a very intense relationship through that period of time. The phone call came out of the blue. I didn't expect it. It shook me somewhat. She tracked me down through a mutual friend. My best friend, and he has a friend who was her friend, and it's a long story, but she got my number, and I'm not upset with my mate for giving her the number. He knew her very well and understands everything, so that was okay. And the conversation lasted about 15 minutes, and in that 15 minutes I'd agreed to meet up with her. And for the last couple of days, really, it's been playing on my mind. Do I meet up? Do I go? Shall I cancel it? What's it all about? And I did overthink it somewhat. But I went to the meeting today, and we had lunch together, which was very pleasant. And caught up on what had been happening in her life, and a little bit about what had been happening in my life. I realised upon meeting after about 5 minutes that I didn't really want to go into anything, because I realised quite early on there was a motive for her contacting me, really, and I don't think the motive was fair to her. I think that she was looking for something at this stage of her life, some form of security, possibly. She was going through a period of her life, and was trying to cling on to something that she knew, but something that you knew from 26 years ago isn't the same today as it was then. And I picked these vibes up quite quickly, and realised that I needed just to be quite grounded. I wasn't looking for jumping into past. I don't do that. But it was an interesting conversation. It was nice to catch up. Of course, it stirs up a lot of emotions. These things do. And that's why I was debating whether or not to go. I know myself very well, and I know the influence that she had on me at that time. And she's never been out of my thoughts. I wouldn't say it's a daily thing. But of course, you know, when in our quiet moments of reflection, we reflect our past, and she played a big part in my past. And to have that thrust in my face out of the blue, I did wonder what the reason behind all this was in the grand scheme of things. And then I just realised it was somebody reaching out, and that was fine. The upshot of the meeting is that I don't think I'm going to see her again. It was never going to be a case of seeing her for anything other than possibly, I don't know, a friendship. But I don't really want that. It's not to be harsh or cruel or unkind. It's just that I've lived many lives since I knew her, and she's lived a couple of lives since then too, and I don't think a relationship, a teenage relationship, can be transported in any way 26 years later. I don't think that can happen, not with a gap of 26 years between it. Had we been in contact throughout those years as friends, then that's fine, but we hadn't, so I can't even begin to imagine how a friendship could form, because it would still be based upon something that happened 26 years ago with nothing in between. So that was it, really. It was just my recollections on this, where I've been in my head for the past couple of days, in one part of my head anyway, and life goes on. It did shake me up, though, I must admit that. Anyway, enough of that. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day, great evening, and if applicable, as always, God bless you.